This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Add commercial aviation to the list of Russian industries that are in for a very tough time. And by very tough, I mean completely crippling. Boeing and Airbus have said they are not going to supply airplane parts or services to Russian airlines. Boeing and Airbus being, of course, the two biggest commercial jet makers in the world. Last night, you might have seen this, President Biden said the United States is going to join Canada and the EU and ban Russian planes from our airspace, neither development of which is conducive to actually having a functioning aviation industry. So we've gotten John Ostrower on the phone to talk all this over. He is the editor-in-chief at The Air Current. John, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Kai.
So let's get to a little bit of history before we get to current effects. Back in the before time, before the bottom fell out of commercial aviation in the spring of 2020, how was Russian commercial aviation doing?
Pretty well. You know, it's really been a several-decade process of modernizing the Russian fleet. And you know something, Boeing and Airbus and their engine suppliers, you know, benefited hugely from the peace dividend. I mean, look, this was absolutely the upside of the end of the Cold War for them as they got to go in and sell their wares.
Okay, so where are we now? We have Boeing and Airbus saying no thank you. We have airlines cutting off their partnership agreements. It does seem, as you wrote in The Air Current the other day, that this has happened very, very suddenly.
The plug has been pulled on Russian commercial aviation, period. I mean, this is as close to an evisceration of the entire industry there that has ever existed on this scale. I mean, denial of aviation is a very frequent weapon in economic combat. I mean, the first thing that happened to Iraq in 1991 was the sanctioning of Iraqi Airways. Baghdad was cut off from the world. And so we see this playing out over and over again, where nations use aviation as an economic weapon. In this particular case, that's exactly what happened. Their dependence on Western hardware to move around, whether it's aircraft, engines, parts, lessors providing them airplanes, or even just Western suppliers providing to their own Russian-made projects. I mean, the dependence is tremendous.
Is there a downside of the sanctions in aviation to the West? I mean, we know about gas prices. We're hearing elsewhere in the program today about wheat and grains, right? And it's going to cost Americans and the West more. Does that apply in aviation, or are we going to suffer because Aeroflot can't get a plane off the ground in Moscow?
Absolutely. The modern aerospace business is phenomenally interconnected. And before 1991 and the fall of the Soviet Union, and really the opening of China as a market for global aerospace manufacturers, it really was phenomenally fragmented. And again, the modernization that has happened, we have more or less erased in just the last 5-6 days.
So what does this mean then for global aviation getting back to the way it was in the before times? Is it going to slow it down?
Well, that's exactly it. Global aviation relies on two fundamental pillars that cannot be ignored: peace and stability. Because in absent that, people don't really want to travel if they're feeling like either their well-being or certainly their lives are threatened. So you know, when we think about the fallout for both Russia, but also the West, it's that commercial aviation has lived through shock after shock. But ultimately, the trend in the last 30 years has been one toward increased openness and cooperation. And literally, we have gone backwards probably about 30 years in the blink of an eye.
John Ostrower is the editor-in-chief of The Air Current. If you are interested in aviation news, that is what you ought to be reading. John, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kai.